If you were driving in downtown Tampa at midday today, you might have seen a billboard truck with a graphic depiction of abortions. The mobile abortion billboards are an initiative from Southern California-based pro-life group, the Center for Bioethical Reform. Mark Harrington is the executive director of that group. He describes what motorists would encounter if they saw the truck this afternoon.
Still images of first trimester aborted babies, along with the word choice with our website and phone number. That's what will be on the truck.
Obviously, Mark, abortion is a very sensitive subject, a very divisive subject in this country. What are you trying to get across with your trucks here going through the state here in the next week?
Well, we're nonpartisan. That means we don't have, we don't take sides on the presidential race. However, we're trying to raise awareness with voters that as they go to the polls on November 4th, they might include this issue, one of the questions. Evaluate the presidential candidates. As we know, John McCain is pro-life, Obama is not. So hopefully this will just kind of put abortion at the forefront of voters' minds when they go to the polls on November.
By having your truck share, this brings the issue to the forefront. We know that it was debated actually a little bit in the debate the other night, and it's right. And for some voters, it absolutely is a crucial issue. But isn't it one of the issues that people, already obviously have their own gut feeling on? And do you think it actually persuade a voter to change his or her mind or be more compelled to go to the polls than they were before they saw your truck?
Well, we have evidence to the fact that, yes, that folks that see these trucks, many of them don't realize what abortion is and does, and pictures communicate that in a moment and at a glance. So although you know that most folks are kind of in the middle on this issue, they don't really sway one way or the other, but this kind of just puts it out there as one of the issues that they ought to be considering along with all the others. And I think that it doesn't get enough attention, and that's the idea, is to in some ways shock people into thinking that, hey, this is something I haven't given much thought to. I think I need to. This is important. And we have evidence that folks actually do reconsider their position.
You do have evidence?
Certainly, yeah. We get anecdotal evidence all the time with email and voicemail to our website. People that go to our website tell us that they cannot, in good conscience, vote for a pro-abortion candidate after seeing these pictures.